Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood announced over the weekend that one of its leaders will run in next month's presidential election. This after insisting it would not field a candidate. That was to calm fears that they were consolidating too much power. The Brotherhood's candidate is Khairat al-Shatour, described as a well-connected businessman and political strategist. He's considered a moderate compared to other presidential hopefuls, including an ultra-conservative candidate who is rapidly moving up in popularity. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson sent us this report.
Salwa Gerghiz is one of many Egyptians at this outdoor clothing market who are nervous about Islamist politicians' plans for their country. The 46-year-old Coptic Christian housewife says she has a hard time believing they embrace secularism and diversity as they claim. She points to one Islamist lawmaker who recently proposed adopting punishments prescribed by religious law, such as cutting off limbs. Fellow shopper Mona El Shazli is also annoyed with what she sees as the mixed messages coming from the Islamists. The nursery school owner and conservative Muslim who covers her hair with a veil complains that Islamists have done nothing to fix Egypt's deteriorating economy and security. Shazli says instead the Islamists come up with misguided proposals like stripping foreign language instruction from Egyptian primary schools. Ultra-conservative lawmaker Mohamed El Kordi introduced that measure in February. In the televised session, Kordi argued that teaching foreign languages leads to Egyptian children embracing the West. Creating a more conservative Islamic identity for Egypt is also at the root of other legislation introduced in parliament during its first 60 days. The measures include getting rid of a law allowing women to initiate divorce and banning access to Facebook as well as porn sites. None of these proposals have been approved, but such ideas have proven a headache for leaders with the main Islamist parties who want to portray a more moderate image of their movements. One is Amr Darag.
I can assure you, these are not the priorities that we are going to have in terms of legislations or issues to be raised.
Darag heads the Giza branch of the Muslim Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party, which holds just under half the seats in parliament.
We don't want to get into anything that will incur any disputes regarding ideological issues or things like that. We are looking for things that unite the Egyptian people.
Imad Abdel Ghafour agrees that consensus is key. He heads the Noor Party, which holds the second most seats in parliament and to which the lawmaker who introduced the suggested foreign language ban belongs. Abdel Ghafour says that lawmaker was rebuked by the party for speaking out of turn. He adds the lawmaker meant well. But many secular Egyptians believe the Islamist agenda is neither inclusive nor benevolent. Khaled Fahmi heads the history department at the American University in Cairo.
The only thing that they say in order to placate public opinion is that we understand we're not going to do this suddenly, we will take it step by step. And beneath this placating language, in my mind, is a huge condescending attitude towards Egyptian society.
He and others say the condescension is evident in the ongoing battle over the panel Islamist lawmakers created recently to draft Egypt's new constitution. Some two-thirds of the panel members are Islamists or allied to them. Only a handful of women and Christians were selected to take part. More than a dozen secular panelists have since quit in protest, including economist Ahmed El Nagar.
If they take the decision to make a religious regime, they have the majority to make it in this committee.
The Noor Party's Abdel Ghafour denies that's their goal. He says the main change he and other Islamists are seeking is to balance control of Egypt between the parliament and future presidents. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.